this sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY mornings on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Happy Friday. It's Moose. It's Breezy. It's the Vibe Check on PXY Mornings, and we're just
checking in
on those good vibes. 585-252-9800. All of our friends are here this morning. All of our...
It's like two people. They're like,
all
hi.
Of our friends are here. Let's get to it right now. They're knocking on that door. We're going to let them in.
Well, they're busting it down.
Yeah, they are.
They're like, I can't wait for the weekend. Woo! Who's here? Gianna.
What's up, Gianna?
Hi, Queen. She says, good morning, Moose and Breeze. I'm so excited for this weekend. I'm not doing Dry January, and I'm going to hit those bars and hit them hard.
You and me both, Gianna.
I mean, after a long week of being back into your routine, it's a tough one, for sure.
You know what my problem is? This is my toxic trait. I just did a 72-hour water fast, and I'm like, yeah, I'm healthy for the next year. So I can just let myself go with drinking and food. I'm not going to do that.
No.
It's all about moderation in 2025. Sir. It's all about moderation.
Who else is just checking in? All right. Good morning, Moose and Breezy. It's Jess and Jaden here. Our good vibes is that we have no plans this weekend. That is such a good vibe.
Sup, Jess?
Have a great weekend. You know what they will be doing this weekend is they will be practicing driving.
Yeah, they will.
Jaden's gotta hit that church parking lot and absolutely get after it.
Double J, the JJ.
The Jadenator. Okay. Good morning, guys. It's your Android user from yesterday. Oh, hello.
Marcus or that other woman?
No, it was that woman.
I can't remember her name.
I also can't remember her name.
I don't want to say she wasn't memorable because she was.
She definitely was. She added a lot to the conversation.
She did. I loved her. Big Ryan Reynolds fan.
I'm in my incredible vibes because I accepted a job making more than both of my current jobs combined. That's while also up. Working less. I also got my small business up and running, starting 2025 out strong.
That is amazing.
Have an amazing day, guys. All from the pocket of her Android.
Congratulations. Yeah, that's huge. Enjoy. That's what it's about.
Yeah.
Work smarter, not harder.
I am in my good vibes because I feel like I did a lot this week of what I said I was going to do.
Yeah.
I went to bed at 8 o'clock, minus yesterday, which was had a thing going on. But I went to bed at 8 o'clock, was in bed every single night, sleeping by like 8:39 at the absolute latest. So, and that was my goal, like, get that sleep, get that rest, because that is the most important part of your healthy lifestyle. Everyone's mm-hmm. like, you need to eat healthy, you need to rip protein and shred it at the gym. And it's like, you also need to sleep. So I'm loving it. I also don't really have a ton of plans this weekend. I'm going to Buffalo tonight for a comedy show. I think I talked about that yesterday. And then tomorrow, just kind of hanging. And then Sunday, obviously, the Bills.
You know, I was watching the news last night, and I forget our girl on Channel 10 who does the late night news, but she had said that it was supposed to snow later tonight into tomorrow morning. I don't know how much, but I'm looking at the weather forecast on my phone. I don't see any snow coming in. So,
not you calling her out.
Well, it's just kind of like weather roulette. We don't know what we're going to get here in the 585,
correct,
but we'll see. I'll trust them over what my phone says.
Very true.
Yeah, so it's Friday. The Bills are playing the Broncos 1 o'clock on Sunday at Highmark Stadium. Looking forward. That's the first playoff game. Go Bills. Bills Mafia in the house.
I'm scared.
Yeah, well, it's going to be a stressful game. As much as we love the Bills, as much as we believe they can win this game, anybody can beat anybody at any
period.
Given time. That's
period.
Just how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to be a fun weekend. And I'm trying to think what else I have going on. My doctor got a hold of me yesterday. She goes, hey, I got a chance to look over your lab results. Your cholesterol went up. And I was just wondering if you fasted during this. I'm like, I literally did a 72-hour.
I couldn't have fasted harder. I literally couldn't have fasted harder. If I fasted any harder, I would have been dead.
Yeah. That's I was like,
so that's the truth of the matter.
Yeah. There's some things I'm learning you just can't, you have no control over.
You're right.
Like genetics.
You're right.
But hey, the bright side, I got a full head of hair, baby.
If she needs, if she needs a second source because she doesn't believe you, she can call me for a reference.
I'm sure she
vouch for you.
Why would she think I'm lying?
I don't know. People lie to doctors all the time. People lie to dentists all the time. Are you flossing every day? Every day. Haven't flossed once this year. Like,
you haven't flossed
no,
once?
No, I'm just saying people like, yeah, I floss every day.
Yeah, no, I get it. I totally understand. I do floss twice a day. Gingivitis is the number one cause of tooth decay.
Mm-hmm. This all person right. says, I need to know if Moose has had a Wegmans cookie yet this year. Also, vibes are great. Have a great day, Moose and Breezy. It's a very random ask. Have you?
2 weeks ago. They're the best cookie. I don't know what to tell you. I'd rather have one than 10. Because if I don't give myself the one, you know damn well I'm going to have 10. All right, guys. Here's the thing with the big story of the day coming up. A Pittsburgh mom has earned herself her third Guinness World Record. That is...
Tell me you're an overachiever without telling me you're an overachiever.
I'll tell you one thing. The record she broke, I could never do. And I've tried. Wholeheartedly. So she doesn't have to worry about me coming after her record. That's not going to happen. I'll tell you what it is, what she accomplished, and why this is so awesome. Coming up next on PXY Mornings.
Got something to say? Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
Getting tipsy this weekend, aren't you guys?
Yes,
yeah. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, happy Friday. Breezy, if there was one world record that you were capable of breaking, what do you think it would be?
Sleeping for a tremendous amount of time. Yeah. Like 3 or 4 days.
Oh, I was going to say, you know, you could always just pass away. You love sleeping.
I do love sleeping. Maybe not sleeping, but sitting. I could definitely sit for a long time.
Yeah, well, that's how you develop sores. Mm-hmm. Speech pathologist from Pittsburgh has earned herself her third Guinness World Record. That is very impressive. This time for completing the most pull-ups with a 20-pound pack of weights on her back. Inga Simning, a mother of two, broke her first record back in June of 2022 for most pull-ups in 1 minute. She did 39. According to the
39 pull-ups in a minute.
39 pull-ups. That is no joke. I could do three. Well, two and a half. I could do two and a half. A year later, she broke the record for the most knuckle push-ups in 1 minute. In front of thousands of viewers.
God, she's a beast.
On the TV show Live with Kelly and Mark. She completed 76 as part of the Record Breaker Week, celebrating the launch of the 2024 Guinness World Records book.
It's today, her versus her.
I mean, you're your own, you know, your own competition. It's standing right in front of the mirror. During the same show, she completed 21 pull-ups with a 20-pound pack of weights. That record has officially been certified, announced Pittsburgh Town Supervisor Bill Smith on Wednesday this week.
Interesting.
Three Guinness Book of World Records.
Wowzies.
And then we got our local Don Allard in there, too, for longest broadcaster.
Yeah, he's crushing
it. At one station.
He's absolutely crushing it.
What was it, 58 years?
Yeah, he really got after it.
Think of all the contract negotiations you got to do in 58 years.
Wouldn't love it.
No, that's a lot of admin right there. Yeah. So congratulations to Inga Simning here, Pittsburgh, local girl. We appreciate you and congratulations. Coming up on the show, Kelly wrote in for Parental Confidential. She says, my 12-year-old daughter's best friend of 7 years snubbed her, and I made it a point to bring it up to the girl's mother. Can't wait to hear how this blew over. Kelly wants to know if she was in the wrong for even reaching out to this mom. We'll share with you the whole story of what happened coming up next on the show. My 12-year-old daughter's best friend of 7 years snubbed her, and I made it a point to bring it up to the girl's mom.
Ooh.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. It is Friday, looking at a high of almost 30 today. We'll take it. Here's the message we got from Kelly. She writes in and says, good morning, you guys. This week at school, my daughter, who's 12, found out her close friend, been friends since they were 5, had a birthday party over Christmas break. Didn't invite my daughter. She was mortified, embarrassed, hurt, and everything in between. I've been friends with the mom since the girls were in preschool. Mm-hmm. We've had phone calls, parties. We've run Girl Scouts together. She's cried on my shoulder, etc. Since the mother and I are friends, I sent her a text saying we're really sad we weren't there to celebrate her daughter, but we hope she had a great birthday. She came with a half dozen lame excuses, to which I retorted, although my daughter is hurt, it's her daughter's birthday and is entitled to invite whoever she likes, and we understand. My daughter just wanted to know if she did something to cause this. In hindsight, I suppose, along with being hurt, I was just genuinely confused why she wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, come to find out the next day, this mom was talking to a mutual friend of mine who I'm very close with, and she told her she was extremely taken back that I reached out to her and I was basically being classless and tacky.
Oh.
If we were friends, why wouldn't this be a conversation?
Right.
Now I'm just pissed. I would love to know if there was anyone else who would have also sent a message to this mom. Was I in the wrong to say anything at all? Because now I'm a little hurt, but my daughter is way more hurt than I am because now it feels like she lost a friend. Thank you, guys.
Okay. So I take massive issue with this because I personally feel like when kids and even like young adults are having an issue and the parents get involved, that's when the waters get muddied. And that's when they start holding resentment more than if you were to just talk to them one-on-one with you guys and your issue.
Do you think she had a right to send that text message to the mom?
I mean, she does. And like, yes, the mama bear mentality obviously took over.
Yeah.
But now it just made things a whole lot worse. And these repercussions of the mom's actions and the way that she handled this situation are going to fall back on the daughter and going to make things harder for her.
Yeah.
So
it doesn't sound
she didn't really think that one through fully, in my opinion.
Let us know what you guys think. 585-252-9800 is the text in the phone line. Carol is reaching out and she says, friends come in and out. She's just not a close friend to you presently because her daughter isn't. Probably means she was only close out of convenience. But trust me, it definitely still hurts as adults. I would say friends breaking up sometimes is worse than when you're in a relationship. Sometimes yeah. that stings even more.
Yeah.
Because I have friends who've had very, very close friends, and it just abruptly ended
mm-hmm.
with really no kind of closure whatsoever, and it affected them deeply.
Yeah, it does. It does. And, you know, I think the relationships that you're talking about, the friendships you're talking about, are way harder when you don't know. But when something like this happens, you can kind of put the pieces together and be like, oh, they're pissed at my mom. They're pissed that my mom reached out and like kind of started something up. And then not just the kid, but the mom was involved. So I can see the mom of the other parent being like, we don't want to hang out with them anymore. Like,
I have too much drama. I have a lot of questions on why this girl was not invited to her best friend's birthday party over Xmas break. How does that happen? You're best friends for 7 years and then there's no invite. Something happened there.
So, okay. Devil's advocate.
And obviously we know girls are more petty than guys, but what do you think happened?
Devil's advocate. I do little girls' birthday parties for my braid business that I have.
You do a lot.
And over the break, I did a birthday party. It was like middle of the day and the mom was like, I told her she could invite 4 people.
Yeah.
And like, at that point, you do have to choose, and I don't know what the background of their specific relationship is. Maybe they were fighting. Maybe they didn't know all the people coming. Maybe they're...
Hey, listen.
You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot.
I understand that, but if you're going to invite 4-5 friends tops, your best friend is on the top of that list. That's...
But also, Moose, it could be that girl's best friend, but the girl doesn't look at her as a best friend. Because that happens a lot, too.
Maybe it had nothing to do with the girls, and it was just the mom.
Maybe.
Let's go over to this woman. Good morning, Moose and Breezy. Happened to my daughter 1 year, and I decided I was going to bring it up. The girls were a bit distant for... I wasn't going to bring it up. The girls were distant with each other for months. Anyways, it all blew over after a few months, and they're close friends again. I understand why you reached out to that mom, but in my opinion, it was a bad idea on your part. Not everyone agrees. Mike says, tell this mom she did the right thing. The only fault on her end was to tell the other mom to shove it where the sun don't shine. Tell,
oh my God.
Tell your daughter what fake friends are. This was a huge learning lesson for the both of you. All right. Thank
oh
you,
God,
Mike.
Mike, the thanks passion this morning.
Very direct. We appreciate it,
the
though, Mike.
Thanks
for
crazy.
Who else is here? If you're just joining us for Parental this morning, my 12-year-old daughter's best friend of 7 years snubbed her, and our friend Kelly here made it a point to reach out to the mom. She was not invited to her best friend's birthday party over Christmas break for no other reason. Mm-hmm. And the moms are best friends, too. And it's just now, it doesn't look like after this, that friendship might continue.
It's a messy situation.
It's a little messy. Let's go over to Gina. Yes, you had the right to send a message. Would have done the exact same thing. And I also would have been super confused, too, if my best friend never invited me to a party. That's bullcrap.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You ever not been invited to a birthday party growing up that you were hurt by?
Nothing that affected me, clearly.
Oh, yeah.
I can't
still think about it. 10 years old, Jason Myers, lived in Greece.
But also, like,
snubbed me.
Who wouldn't invite me to a party? You know what I mean?
Who
would? The life of the party.
I'm sure you would still show up empty-handed.
I bring the entertainment. I'm a higher-on clown. This person says, mom should not get involved with anything when it comes to their kids' friendships. The only thing that you can do is talk to your own kid and have them understand that friendships and friends change over time.
Yeah, they do. We say it all the time. Not everyone in your life is meant to be there forever.
Right.
And sometimes those friendships are out of convenience. Who you think is a close friend is not your friend at all.
I think this is a great, foreshadowing for what we're going to talk about in the 9 o'clock hour about not a birthday party, but a wedding. Not inviting a very lifelong friend to a wedding.
Yeah, I can't wait to get into that. Jenna is also here. She says, I would have done the same thing if somebody did this to my 11-year-old daughter and I was close friends with the mom. I would have also reached out. And then Sarah says, good morning. Happy Friday, Moose and Breezy. I think she felt bad, so she processed that emotion by blaming you for texting her. That said, tone can easily be misinterpreted via text, so it would have been ideal to mention it in person. But I'd probably rather chew my own arm off than have that convo in person with someone. Good on you, though, for doing it.
Right.
Nobody wants to have the uncomfortable conversations.
No, they do not.
Because a lot of people, I know myself, I'm not very confrontational. You run to it. Me, I go the other direction.
I absolutely would.
Yeah, you do.
I absolutely would.
So, you know what, Kelly, I would just give this some time to all blow over. And if they circle back around, it was meant to be. If not, wipe your hands clean and go to the other direction. That's all you can do. But there are a lot of people agreeing here through the text line that say, you did the right thing. I would have done the same thing. Mm-hmm. Except for our girl, Sarah, who would rather chew her own arm off.
Yep.
Than have that conversation. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break. Thanks for the messages. You got PXY Mornings with Moose
and Breezy.
98 PXY.